From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A bipartisan immigration reform bill has easily cleared two procedural votes in the Senate. The measure now moves to debate, which is expected to stretch out over weeks. NPR's Craig Windham reports the bill, which was drafted by the so-called Gang of Eight senators, still faces opposition from some conservative Republicans in the Senate.
The bill would boost spending for border security and provide a path to citizenship for the millions of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says they would be held accountable for entering this country illegally.
But it also allows them to join American society on our terms.
But GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas insists the bill will not pass the House as long as it contains the pathway to citizenship provision.
It would not solve the problem. Indeed, it would make the problem of illegal immigration that we have today worse.
Cruz and other opponents of the bill are set to propose a long list of amendments that could undermine support for the bipartisan compromise. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The man at the center of a controversy over leaks concerning government surveillance efforts has been fired by his employer. Government contractor Booz Allen Hamilton announcing it's fired Edward Snowden, a $122,000 a year contractor with the company, for violations of the firm's code of ethics and firm policy. 29-year-old Snowden has identified himself as the source of leaks about top-secret monitoring efforts of phone calls and internet traffic by the National Security Administration. Snowden, after providing the information on the programs to reporters, fled to Hong Kong. Snowden has reportedly checked out of his hotel. His whereabouts are unknown. The Obama administration is still trying to explain its surprise decision to stop fighting age restrictions on the morning after birth control pill. But NPR's Julie Rovner explains the proposal has not pleased everyone.
The April court order that touched off the latest flurry of activity envisioned all forms of the drug known as Plan B being made available over the counter to women of all ages. But that's not what the administration is proposing. After an appeals court last week ordered immediate availability of an older two-pill version, White House spokesman Jay Carney said officials decided to remove restrictions from the one-pill formulation instead.
Given that ruling and the availability of Plan B, it is in the best interest of the country that the simpler version be made available.
But that simpler version is also more expensive. Women's groups are happy for the increased availability, but sorry it may come with a higher price tag. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Shareholders of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp have approved the plans the company's plans to split in two. Shareholders signing off on a measure that would create two publicly traded companies, with 21st Century Fox holding the company's TV and movie properties and a smaller News Corp focusing on newspapers and publishing. On Wall Street today, stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 116 points. You're listening to NPR. An attack carried out by a pair of suicide bombers in the Syrian capital claimed 14 lives today. The blast, which occurred during rush hour, caused extensive damage to a number of vehicles and storefronts. According to Syrian state television, more than 30 others were wounded in the attacks. Marks the first attacks to target Damascus since government forces and fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah group chased rebels from a strategic area nearly a week ago. The HBO series Game of Thrones has set a new record for illegal downloads. As NPR's Ned Ulubi reports, last Sunday's season finale was shared over a million times in less than 24 hours.
The episode ended with a lovely white blonde queen liberating dark-skinned natives.
What does it mean? It means mother.
Maybe not cable television's most progressive moment. And a little ironic, given how quickly the show was liberated by fans on the file-sharing site BitTorrent. Game of Thrones has already set illegal downloading records. According to the website Torrent Freak, it was last year's most pirated series. Still, the show's creators maintain the show has not been hurt by piracy. Its already strong ratings jumped 28% since last year's season finale. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
What is being described as one of the largest fines of its kind, pharmacy operator Walgreens has agreed to pay $80 million to resolve federal charges. The company failed to properly control the sale of narcotic painkillers. As part of the settlement, the license of a Florida facility used by Walgreens to distribute opioid painkillers and other controlled drugs was also revoked. According to officials with the Drug Administration, the large quantities of painkiller drugs were dispensed by Walgreens Pharmacy and some under the black market. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.